For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
God. Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we commit this time to you tonight, Lord. And we thank you for your word, Lord, which is so precious to us. And we thank you, Lord, and we exalt you and we glorify you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, tonight we're looking at life is a vapor, so live for God. And we know that our time on earth is limited, so we must make a quality decision to live every day for the Lord. Every day. So we must take hold of God's word, praise God, meditate on it, and confess it every day and be doers of the word. Doers of the word. And we want to have a long life that's worth living in God. Praise the Lord. A strong life. A strong life that impacts those around us for the Lord. That's right. We want to leave our mark. Praise God. So let's have a look, first of all, at James 4, verses 14 and 15 of James 4. So James 4, verses 14 and 15 says, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." So the Bible describes our life as a vapor. So like steam coming from a kettle. It appears for a little time and then it vanishes away. And we see here that James reminds us that our life is transient and lasting only for a short time. So we have a short time on earth, and what we do now in this life affects eternity. So we don't want to waste our life away. We don't want to be wasting our life away. We need to be sober and vigilant, living a holy life. That's very important. Being hearers and doers of the word of God, living a holy life, seeking God's will for our lives and walking in it. And we can see that here. "For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." If it's the Lord's will, and it's our responsibility for each of us to be seeking the Lord regarding his plan and purpose for us. So we have a responsibility to seek the Lord, but that's the most important thing that we can do as Christians, is to be doing what the Lord wants us to do. So with our life here on earth, praise God. Let's have a look at Colossians 3 verses 1 to 10. So Colossians 3, verses 1 to 10, we'll have a look at these scriptures. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." So we can see what the Lord wants us to do. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, so he is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, and we don't want to be doing that, in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also have put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds. So we've put off that old man and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Praise God. So there's a lot in this. So our lives are short, and we must be living every day for God, seeking those things that are above. The scripture tells us, seek those things that are above, setting our affection on God's things, the spiritual things, seeking after God and living a holy life needs to be our top priority. He is our life. We must be seeking the Lord every day, putting the highest priority on his things. And we see in the scripture that our life is hid in Christ, in God. Praise the Lord. To live for God means we put off all sins and hindrances and keep our eyes fixed on the Lord Jesus. Praise God. Putting on the new man, walking in the Spirit, and keeping ourselves separate from the world. Praise God. So we want to be aligning our thinking with the Lord, attending to his words, keeping our minds stayed on him, casting down imaginations and wrong thoughts. And, you know, how does he want us to live? Seeking the Lord. Are we fulfilling the plan and purpose that he has for us? Living for God every day. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Philippians 3, verses 7 to 8. So Philippians 3, so Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and 8 says, but what things were gain to me, those I counted loss for Christ. And we can see what Paul says here. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Praise God. So as we see here, Paul's priority was to live a life for God. He put off the old man and counted all his previous achievements, everything that he'd achieved and that he'd done in the world, all of those things, he says, they're dung. They mean nothing to him anymore. Praise God. So he considered those things as loss for Christ. Isn't that wonderful? So just as Paul describes here, We must view Jesus as our treasure. He is our treasure and more valuable than anything else. More valuable than anything else. And we must be prepared to give up things for him. And he's our life, and nothing can separate us from him. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's have a look at Romans 12, verses 1 to 3. Romans 12, verses 1 to 3. So Romans 12, verses 1 to 3 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So Jesus presented his body a living sacrifice for us, and we are commanded to do the same. So that means laying aside worldly things, activities and habits and things that are not pleasing to God. And we saw Paul talking about those things. Not conforming to the ways of the world, but renewing your mind on the word of God. That's what we need to be doing. Living for God, renewing our mind on the word of God. So we need to be letting it transform us, conforming to the image of Jesus. So living for God, it means we're obeying righteousness, not the flesh. We're putting on the Spirit each day and being obedient to the Lord and guarding our heart. Praise God. Presenting our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Living a life that is acceptable to God. That's our reasonable service. Praise God. Glory to the Lord. Let's have a look at Proverbs 3. Verses 11 to 14, Proverbs 3, 11 to 14. So Proverbs chapter 3, verses 11 to 14 says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Praise God. So living a life for God means that we don't despise his chastening and correction. And correction is something that we should be thankful for. We should be thanking the Lord for that and seen as a good thing. Seen as a good thing that's required for spiritual growth, to grow in the Lord. And reproof is something to be treasured and to be seen as valuable. So as we go on in the Lord, we must turn at the Lord's reproof and correction because it's for our benefit. And he wants us to be ready to do his will so he can use us. He wants to use us. He wants us to be ready. And he has a plan for each of us. And he corrects us because he loves us. He corrects us because he loves us. So living a life for God means that we don't despise his chastening and correction. And we see it as a good thing. We see it as a good thing in our lives. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 says, "But he answered and said, 'It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.'" So Jesus shows us here that we can't just live a life that's focused on the flesh. Our spirit feeds on the spiritual food of the Word of God. And as we do this and we live a life for God, it produces a spiritual power called faith. It produces faith. And to live a successful Christian life, we must be spirit-led and replenish the word in our spirit every day. We must be doing that every day, continually feeding on what it says every day, not just the memory of something that we read, but continually feeding on it every day. So spending time with the Lord in prayer, reading the word, needs to be a priority for us, living a life for God. Living a life for God. Praise the Lord. So our spirit feeds on the spiritual word, the word of God. Glory to God, and it produces faith. It's wonderful. Let's have a look at Jude 20. Another important area for us, Jude 20. Jude 20 says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost." Glory to God. So the most powerful way to live as a Christian is to be praying regularly in the Holy Ghost. So when we're filled with the Spirit and pray in the Spirit, we build ourselves up on our most holy faith. Glory to God. So living a life for God, that's what we need to be doing. That's what we need to be doing. When we pray in the Spirit, our spirit is strengthened, enables us to overcome the flesh, reveals things to our spirit, and takes us to a higher level in God. And that's what we want to be doing. Praise the Lord. So living for God means that we're not focusing on the flesh. Our focus is not on the flesh. We want to build up our spirit man so that dominates the flesh. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. That's a wonderful gift that we have. And we can do that, and we need to be doing that regularly. Praise God. Let's have a look at 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3, and we'll look at verse 18. So 2 Peter 3, verse 18 says, "But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen." So as we live for God, we grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. So we want to be growing in grace. We want to be growing in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. The Lord wants us to grow. It's his will for us to grow. And a characteristic of a mature believer is that they desire to seek after the kingdom of God, drawing near to God. Praise the Lord. So we need to have a God focus. A God focus, not a self focus, or a focus on the material, the fleshy things. We need to have our focus on the Lord, on the spiritual things, setting our affection on God and the things of God. And when we live for him, we're steadfast in our faith, growing in grace and in godly knowledge. Growing in godly knowledge, growing in faith. That's the Lord's will for us. That's what he wants us to be doing, growing in him. So as we go on in our Christian walk, we want to be growing in him. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look now in Proverbs 3, and we'll read verses 5 and 6 of Proverbs chapter 3. So Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." So to live a victorious Christian life for God, we must acknowledge him in all of our ways. Acknowledging him in all of our ways, and he shall direct thy paths. Isn't that wonderful? Glory to God. So we must know God's voice and hear it louder than any other voice. That's the voice that we hear. We're instructed not to lean on our own understanding. As we go through life, we must allow the Lord to direct us, and we're to be living the Spirit-led life, being led by the Spirit. Our own understanding can be led by emotions and wrong thoughts and the opinions of others, but the only truth is found in God's Word. So we need to be filling our hearts and minds with the Word of God, trusting in him, acknowledging him, and he will direct our paths in life. Glory to God. So he is top priority, number one in our life, and seeking his will and his plan and his purpose is what we should be doing throughout our whole life. Praise God. Let's have a look at 1 Timothy 4 and we'll look at verse 12. So 1 Timothy 4 verse 12. So 1 Timothy 4 verse 12 says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." So as believers, we are called to live a life that is holy and separate to God. And this means setting a good example for the world to see. And the world needs to see us walking in love, in purity and faith, and in our homes and in our work. Our families need to see it. Our friends and our co-workers need to see this example. So we must live a godly life and set an example of faith and love in every area of life, because people will not forget your example. They won't forget it. They'll see it and they won't forget it. So we need to go all out in God's direction in our life and let the light of Jesus shine through us so others see it. So be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Praise the Lord, because people will see that and they'll see the Lord through that example. Let's have a look at Matthew 5, verses 11 to 16. Matthew 5, verses 11 to 16. So Matthew 5 verses 11 to 16 says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say of all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth a light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Praise God. So salt improves flavour and influences everything that mixes with it. And as believers, we are called to live a Christian life that influences others around us, demonstrating that there's a better way to live than what the world has to offer. So we're to demonstrate that. We're called to show those around us how fulfilling it is to love and honour God. We're to help others experience that same fulfillment in their own lives. Praise God. So God, he wants us to be a guiding light in the dark world and letting our light shine and setting a godly example. So we need to be doing that throughout our life, living for God. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at our last scripture, Psalm 27, verse 13. Psalm 27, verse 13. Psalm 27, Psalm 27 verse 13 says, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So just as David is describing here, we must live a life believing in the goodness of God and a life of thankfulness, a life of faith, believing to see God's best every day. Praise the Lord. We must be always remembering God's benefits, remembering his benefits. So we can't faint and give up. That's not us. We don't want to faint and give up. So just as David did, believe to see the goodness of God working in your life and having a thankful attitude. Having a thankful attitude. He wants us to live a life that's connected to him, praying, staying in the Word, connected to him, walking by faith, and impacting the world around us. Glory to God for him. For him. Praise the Lord. So let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your great love and mercy toward us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you are leading us and guiding us. And Lord, that we live for you. Lord, you're helping us to let our lights shine, Lord, across this city of Geelong. Lord, and we thank you. And we exalt you, Lord, and we glorify you. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.